Welcome to Silk Logic's Small Business Daily Podcast, your go-to for what's next in AI and automation for entrepreneurs. I'm glad you're here. Today, we're talking about some jaw-dropping AI advances, including how one travel giant slashed customer service times from hours to seconds, a new AI browser that could change how you work, and what small businesses are learning about digital transformation right now. Stick around. You'll finish this episode feeling equipped and inspired for the week ahead. Let's get to our first story. Here's a headline you won't forget. Airbnb uses AI to solve customer problems in just 6 seconds. Imagine calling support and getting help almost instantly. Here's how they did it. Airbnb's CEO Brian Chesky decided to pause plans to integrate OpenAI's popular ChatGPT chatbot and instead built their own custom AI system, using tech from OpenAI, Alibaba, Google, and open source models. This in-house platform takes care of most customer inquiries automatically, dropping their average response time from almost 3 hours to just 6 seconds. That means guests and hosts get instant answers, way fewer headaches, and Airbnb staff can focus on tougher problems. For your business, here's the big takeaway. Custom AI is growing more accessible, and it can boost service, cut costs, and delight customers. But it's not magic. You still need to tailor the technology to your unique needs and double-check its answers before trusting it with everything. Now, let's talk about the future of browsers and what it could mean if your device handled work for you, not just showed you web pages. OpenAI, the folks behind ChatGPT, have announced Atlas, an AI-powered web browser that lets you talk to the internet directly, asking it to do things like pay bills or order supplies. Atlas is rolling out now on iPhones and Windows computers. For small businesses, this is a peek at agentic browsing, where the AI doesn't just search for answers, but actually completes tasks for you, step by step. Imagine telling your computer, reconcile last month's expenses and send a payment to my supplier, and having it done in minutes with no clicks required. While full reliability is still a few years away, the early signs show automation is about to leap from back-office admin into your daily workflow, making routine tasks fade further into the background. Our next story shines a spotlight on practical transformation. Startup founders are making digital change work by keeping it simple and human-focused. Take Pablo Fernandez of Big Rentals and Dave Borsch from Gigamint. Both built their companies around a core idea. Don't just adopt every shiny new tool. Focus on real-world pain points and let automation quietly handle repeatable work. For example, at Big Rentals, every meeting and customer interaction is recorded and added to a company knowledge base, so answers improve over time, staff spend less time searching, and the business grows without extra admin. Meanwhile, Gigamint simplifies intimidating tech for regular users, making their blockchain services as easy as using a mobile app. What can we all learn? Don't adopt technology for its own sake. Use it to make things easier for customers and staff. Start automating boring tasks first. Build up bit by bit, document what works, and only add tools that truly remove friction from your workflow. Here's a quick bonus headline to watch for. Microsoft Edge now has Copilot mode, which uses AI to remember your browsing, organize research, and even automate some online tasks. It's rolling out to users in the US, but keep an eye out. Soon, your web browser could help finish projects instead of just showing you tabs. Before we wrap up, here are the threads connecting today's stories. AI is moving from theory to results, solving real problems, saving serious time, and rewiring how we approach daily business. The trick is focusing on what matters most for your customers and team, not just chasing trends. Custom solutions, smart automation, and a bit of patience will take you further than jumping on every bandwagon. That's it for today's Silk Logic Small Business Daily Podcast. If you learned something new, hit subscribe and visit us at silklogic.ai for more tips and insights. Got a story you want us to cover? Drop us a line. See you tomorrow. Stay curious, stay optimistic, and keep building.